We left the buffalo camp about 8 o'clock and had a toilsome and harassing march of 2 hours over ridges of hills covered with a ragged forest of scrub oaks and broken by deep gullies. About 10 o'clock in the morning we came to where this line of rugged hills swept down into a valley, through which flowed the North Fork of Red River, a beautiful meadow about 1/2 mile wide, enameled with yellow autumnal flowers, stretched for 2 or 3 miles along the foot of the hills, bordered on the opposite side by the river, whose banks were fringed with cottonwood trees, the bright foliage of which refreshed and delighted the eye, after being wearied by the contemplation of monotonous wastes of brown forest. The meadow was finely diversified by groves and clumps of trees, so happily dispersed that they seemed as if set out by the hand of art. As we cast our eyes over this fresh and delightful valley, we beheld a troop of wild horses quietly grazing on a green lawn, about 1 mile distant to our right, while to our left, at nearly the same distance, were several buffaloes, some feeding, others reposing and ruminating among the high, rich herbage, under the shade of a clump of cottonwood trees.